You are going to absolutely love it.
I've had the most amazing time. You will hear on tomorrow's show, you will hear all about alpacas and why they are living in Stamwardine in the fields, and the wonderful Janet, who gave me the most brilliant tour, and why alpacas are the most extraordinary animals, because there is no waste.
No.
There is no waste from an alpaca at all.
But the thing I love best about alpacas is the fact that they don't need you when they give birth. In fact, you have to be as far away.
Right.
They are self-sufficient. They get on with it. And they have the most beautiful eyelashes.
They do. I took some pictures. You can see those tomorrow and hear about that. But today we're going to head to Stamwardine in the Wood, which is our other place of the week, to Stamwardine Hall, which is, as you probably guess from the name, quite a grand venue that I visited today. It's not somewhere that's open to the public, so I felt really lucky to go and meet Fiona and her family. And
what a privilege.
She showed me around, and you're going to hear all about battlements and why they were there to sort of stop the marauding Welsh. You'll hear the story of Sticky Tom and the snooker table.
I'm concerned about that one more than all of them.
It's a great story.
Okay.
And also, and we'll play a little quiz before you hear the answer in about half an hour, 40 minutes. Why, for what reason, was one of the rooms of Stamwardine Hall closed by public order in 1910?
Why
it was closed for 9 years. Why was it shut down? Have a guess and you'll find out the answer later on. What possible reason would a room of a hall be shut down for? 81333. Start your text with the word shrop if you want to play along.
Plague.
So it was shut down in 1910 by public order. And you'll hear all about that later on. But why? If you want to email adamandvicky@bbc.co.uk. Ants is, it's not right, but keep guessing.
Okay.
It's nowhere near.
Bats. Plague.
No.
Ants.
No.
Rot.
No.
Okay, I'm out.
You're listening to Why Was a Room of Stamwardine Hall Closed in 1910? It's our new feature.
Sticky Tom.
Sticky Tom, you'll hear all about the story of Sticky Tom.
I'm thinking Sticky Tom may have shut the room.
I don't think it was Sticky Tom, right. But it's an amazing story. In fact, you better come clean that you did sort of work it out just a moment ago.
I did work it out.
Yeah.
I saw the evidence. I put it together. I am Miss Marple.
So Vicky knows why the room's closed down, but can you have a guess as to why this room was shut down by public order for 9 years?
That's the bit that's kind of like, by public order?
81333, start your text with shrop.
Must be a contaminant in some way.
It's an amazing story. Anyway, should we head off to Place of the Week?
Yes, please.
So we've got Stamwardine in the fields tomorrow. Today, Stamwardine in the Wood. Fiona, hello.
Hello.
Where are we?
We're at Stamwardine Hall, which was first built by the Corbett family. It was started in 1560 and completed in 1588. And as you're looking at it now, you can see the main gable of the house. And then over to the right, there's a much larger part of the house. And it's felt that in the past, there was one over to the left. You can see where the bricks look, that something's been attached.
Yeah.
Patched up there. There was something attached there. And there was, at some point, another big wing, but that was taken down, we think, rather than fell down.
I'm talking of history as well. The reason I've met you is through a website, isn't it?
Through a website, yes, which was done by my brother-in-law, William Bridge. And he's really, really interested in the history of the house, and he created this website. He researched the history incredibly well. He went to the Shropshire Archives, and he has found out an awful lot about the house. Originally, there was another building down on the moat, which is just over to in front of the house there, where you can see some trees. Those are all on an island in the middle of the moat, and that was where the original building was. That was a wooden building, and it's thought that the front door here and the stairs which go up to the top of the house, they're all solid blocks of oak, and they were actually on the original building. The first records for that go back to about 1127, I think.
Wow. How long have you been here?
Personally, I've been here 26 years. My husband's parents bought it in 1957, and so they've been here ever since then. So actually, we're just celebrating 60 years of the Bridge family living here.
I feel very lucky that you're showing me around. We're going to have a look in and end up on some battlements, which is not something I get to say every day.
No, just keep the marauding Welsh at bay.
Right, let's go.
So I think this would have been the main thing. They would have arrived by coach or horse or whatever at the front of the house there and walked up here.
And straight up here.
Yeah.
It's this fantastic entranceway.
Yes. And this is the door. You have to look at the solid oak door.
A door that would be fit for a castle or yeah. that you might see on a really old church in the county. And look at this. That is a... That is a solid door, very yeah. thick, and in we come. So this is sort of the main.
So this would have entrance. Been the main entrance hall, and you can see there's a frieze that goes around the top here. Now, over the years, various things have been done to this room, including putting that wall in there. So initially, this was a huge, big hallway, which I think would have been used for entertaining, eating. If you come through here,
we've got some huge works of art as well on the
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, they came with the house. In-laws bought it.
In we come.
But the frieze carries on round here, so you can see that this wall is a fake wall.
I see.
But then there's a tiny little area here with a fireplace. We think that this is where the gate man or the would sort of sit in front of his
right.
fire and keep a look
keep
out to
this...
see who was arriving.
So out this window here, I can see yeah. back where we've come in, and there's a fireplace just to keep him
yes, just to
warm.
Keep him warm.
So he would have sort of lived there at that side of the house looking down the driveway for all the carriages arriving.
That was his job, that was his role, that was his space.
Look out and to sort of welcome people. He got his own fire. That is the wonderful Fiona. Thank you to Fiona and her family for making me so welcome today. More from Stanwood Iron Hall to come in a moment, including the story of Sticky Tom.
I'm not sure. This is...
You'll enjoy it. It's a great story.
Will I?
Yeah. Sticky
and
Tom.
And a snooker table.
And also why that room was shut by public order in 1910. Let's see if you've got this right. 81333. Start your text with Shrop if you want to have a guess.
Lucy said bats.
It's not bats. Good
because
guess,
sometimes,
though.
You yeah. know, they say, no, the bats rule.
Yes.
You know, that.
No
that's...
bats.
Hi, Vicky and Adam. The room was closed due to someone dying of a very contagious disease, such as smallpox or anthrax or
no,
something.
No, not that. No. No disease. Not disease either. Mm. So closed by public order. Why? 81333. Start your text with Shrop. I will tell you the answer in about 20 minutes. But first, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. This is Islands in the Stream.
Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream on BBC Radio Shropshire. We always have a place of the week which is picked every single Monday. And we've had two, actually, this week.
We have Stanwood Iron in the Fields. You'll hear from someone who looks after alpacas tomorrow on the programme. Today, Fiona is showing us around Stanwood Iron Hall, which is in Stanwood Iron in the Wood, which is about 4 miles north of the other Stanwood Iron, if you're keeping up. So far, we've had a little tour of the main hall, and then we've headed off into a side room where I spotted, much to my joy, a snooker table.
You've still got the cover, but there is a cover that was on the snooker table that was part of a barrage balloon. And after Dunkirk, the soldiers were billeted back here while they sort of regrouped before they were sent back out to France. And the field out there was known as the Gun Park, and that was where they did their retraining. There were hooks in the room above here where they had all their peg numbers and all the soldiers' uniforms and things were kept on
wow.
it. But the story of the cover of the billiards table goes back to someone called Sticky Tom, who was apparently... there was a barrage balloon, a stray barrage balloon, which was flying around outside. It was shot down, apparently, by a Spitfire. And Sticky Tom, unfortunately, got hit in the derriere by some of the... by the shot. And so the barrage balloon then... What was left of it became the cover for the snooker table. But sadly, it's disintegrated so much now, it's not really...
What became of Sticky Tom?
Well, I think he survived.
Good. I'm glad. You can't have a name like that and not survive.
Yeah. I think this was the earliest part of the house.
Yes.
And that all the different extensions have been put on. The kitchen where we were to start with, that was done in 1713, that bit of the house. There's, in this little cupboard here... You can see the remains.
That is a little cupboard.
A little cupboard. The remains of an amazing big fireplace. Can you see straight ahead of you?
I see.
But that's
oh, wow.
been cut into by somebody in the past, and I don't know what happened to the rest of it.
Put up sort of temporary walls here, and
yeah,
it's sort of hidden away.
It would have been beautiful if you'd had the rest of the fireplace there. But I imagine that when this was the big front hall for entertaining and eating and everything else, that would have had a huge, great big fire in it.
Yeah.
Keeping them all
wow.
warm.
Amazing. So we're climbing some stairs now. We head to our battlements. What are we looking at next? Oh, my goodness.
So you need to know about this. Just
that is the sound of my head hitting the ceiling. Well, that is... I mean, that's... yes, that's very low.
So this is the original ceiling of the kitchen downstairs.
Which, just to let you know, is at the level of, well, probably my top lip.
Yeah.
So I am stooping.
And you can see here that this was put on top. There was a big Inglenook fireplace in the kitchen. You can just see where it's
being plastered over, yes.
And that was a plaque that was put over it when Sir Watkin Williams Wynne bought the house in the early 1700s, and they completed that fireplace, and that plaque was put there in 1713. And then above it, we have our way into the chimneys. So Father Christmas never had a problem coming to the chimney.
Look at that. So there you are. I'm now sticking my head into the chimney. Wow.
You can get hidden behind. People in there. You can climb all the way up.
You really can climb all the way in.
Will you stop getting stuck in places,
please? I wasn't stuck, don't worry. I will put some of these photos on Twitter. You can find out on there. And also there's a video to show you as well. But you'll hear more of that in a few minutes' time as we head up and up through Stamwardine Hall. Right, let's go back to Stamwardine Hall, our place of the week. I have just put some photos on Twitter and a video as well of what you're about to hear, because we were climbing ever upwards in the hall with Fiona, who very kindly showed me around, and we were followed up by Meg, who was having a sort of tour of the house as well, which was wonderful. You just heard a moment ago with me with my head in a chimney.
It's always a worry.
Yeah.
Something will get broken, something will get stuck, something will get trashed.
I took my head out the chimney.
Well done.
And we made our way out of the room and continued our tour. Stooped my way back out.
Yeah, and don't mind this.
Yes, I'm just going to go at 90 degrees.
Just as you come up. Right, we're going to go up again, another level.
Okay, up we go.
This is...
We're still going up.
Into the attic. Unfortunately, we have bats here.
Well, that's okay.
Causes most of the mess.
I've seen worse. So up we go, some incredibly old steps and stairs. And now we're right up in the roof. You can smell the wood up here. Wow, this is cavernous.
It's huge.
So through we go over these amazing floorboards. So what is this we're climbing up?
Which is holding the house up.
This is holding the house up.
This is a dirt pipe, so you don't want to...
Right, I won't touch either of those for fear of destroying something. Okay, so we're over there. And another tiny door.
That is the smallest door
I've ever seen.
It's cute, isn't it? It had to be rebuilt a couple of years ago because there's nothing straight about it.
And we're outside.
We're on the battlement.
We're outside. Oh, my goodness. We are now on the roof. And here we are on the battlements of the hall. My goodness me.
And the Berwyns.
I'm just going to do the normal thing of sticking one's head over the side. We're quite a long way up. I don't know, 80 foot or so.
That's quite a long way.
So this would have been where they would stand and keep an eye. I mean, you can see a huge swathe of the county from up here.
Yes, so you're looking over. That's Tedsmore Hill straight ahead. And then Llanymynech Hill behind it. The other side of this tree, you see Rodney's Pillar. So you can see all the way really across the west side of the county to the Berwyns, right straight ahead there. And you've got Oswestry Fort just almost immediately ahead before you get to the hills in the distance. So it's a fantastic view.
Stunning.
Yeah.
What's the upkeep like of a place like this? How much work goes into it?
You're always spending money on it, and it never feels as if it's any nicer than... Well, no, it does feel nice for a while, but it needs doing again very, very quickly.
Do you feel a real sense of responsibility because of the history?
You do, really. And my parents-in-law were very keen to keep it very much as it was. And so it's one of the few houses, I think, that are completely unspoilt in that they haven't had huge amounts of work done to them. And so a lot of the old beams and everything are still on view, and you can see all this sort of thing.
I mean, even the outside, the door we've just come through, the outside here, is, well, as old as time, it seems.
Yeah. We had to sort of replaster up here a couple of years ago because it was leaking. So our decorator was trying really hard to get the Tudor roses in, which they had been sort of similar things there before. I think he did a good job, really.
Meg, you've come up here for the first time, haven't you, today?
Yes.
What's it like for you to have a look at?
It's amazing. It's incredible. I love all the old beams and how rustic it all is. It's incredible.
Have you been anywhere near this door before then?
No, never. I've never really been past the third floor of the house. It's all new.
Oh, it's an amazing place to come anyway, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful. And the area, it's beautiful.
Because you know Church Stretton quite well, you were telling me.
Yes.
You're well used to climbing up hills because you play at Church Stretton Golf Course.
Yes, I occasionally go up there. Can't say. I mean, I probably should go more than I actually do.
But I think the climb up to the top here is almost as steep as the first three
holes. You could say.
So, yeah, it was stunning, wasn't it? Just to go out there and it's quite unexpected through that door, wasn't it? I didn't think we'd go outside that quick. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed the tour.
Thank you.
We're going to go back downstairs now, Fiona. Thank you. So there we were on the battlements. Do have a look at the video that I've just put on Twitter of me stepping through that very, very tiny door. Thank you to Meg for filming it as well.
Well done, Meg. Yes, it was beautifully filmed. But incredible that you can walk out and then go, I'm king of the castle.
It was extraordinary. Stamwardine Hall, so much history. That's at Stamwardine in the Wood and Stamwardine in the Fields, our other place of the week, on the show tomorrow. Coming up in a moment, the answer to that brain teaser, I suppose, that we set you about half an hour ago, is why was a room of Stamwardine Hall closed by public order in 1910?
There are some guesses coming through. We'll have to have a look. If you want to have a guess as to why it was shut, 81333, start your message with the word Shrop. Chicago, and if you leave me now on BBC Radio Shropshire, it's been completely and utterly fascinating our place of the week so far this afternoon.
Yes, we're at Stamwardine Hall in Stamwardine in the Wood. Thank you to Fiona and her family for letting me have a look round. You know, not everyone who gets to have a look round somewhere like that. Do have a look at the photos online.
But through you being able to, we're all having a little sneaky peek.
It was quite extraordinary. And we finish our tour with the answer to that mystery. So here we go.
It was closed by public order in about 1910 or something.
Right.
And when Pete's parents came here, this was all blocked off completely. The windows were blocked off. And
pictures coming off the wall. Oh, look at this. What does that say written on the wall?
So it says, E. Hitchin, Stamwardine Hall, closed this room on November the 11th, 1910 by order. And it's signed S.J. Fowles. And then on the 14th of 11, Oscar J. Lewis, who I think was the vicar in the parish at the time, inspected this room and found all in order in 1919.
28th of September, 1919.
Yeah.
So why was it shut in the first place?
Well, I think they thought there was a ghost in here, but
really?
We've never come across him.
So that's why they shut it down?
They shut it up, yeah.
What had happened to instigate that?
I don't know.
Someone had had a
fright. Don't know the story at all, but somebody had obviously had a fright. But ever since we've been here, it's been opened up, and I think there's a really nice feel in this room. I don't think there's anything to
These old houses, sometimes we go to these places and always ask the question, do you have anything that you can't explain? Or
Nothing. I've never heard anything that I couldn't explain, but that's quite exciting having that writing there. So They just put the painting over and kept the writing, because it's all just looks like it's written by pencil.
Yes. So. That's Fiona at Stamwardine Hall. So the answer to the question, extraordinary, is that that room in 1910, part of Stamwardine Hall, was closed by public order because of a ghost. Can you only imagine what led up to that point? What had happened? I don't know.
But the thing is, Shropshire is full of ghost stories. Imagine if we shut every room which had a ghost story attached to it. There'd be nothing left.
Something big must have gone on.
Do you think?
That's all I'll say.
Somebody got spooked.
And you can see on Twitter, I put the picture of the writing that is on the wall. It's literally behind a picture that Fiona lifted off the wall, and it's almost the original plaster, and it's written on in pencil by the person who closed the room in 1910, and then the reverend who opened it again in 1919.
There must be a way to find out what happened. Get your mystery hat on, Adam Green. Come on, you don't have to have a pipe, but you do need to solve a mystery.
I wouldn't want to smoke if I'd like a pipe.
You could just have
a pipe. That would be fun. So that's Stamwardine Hall, part of our place of the week this week. And we'll have more tomorrow, where we'll meet some alpacas.
Oh, I love them.
And if you can answer the mystery, let us know.